Hey Amit Beza. Mara asks, the one says that tshuva alone is mechaper on an essay and on a lav hanitik essay. Where the essay takes away the lav, so it's a more a lighter lav. Mara says below, alo sase gomer lo. Tshuva itself is not mechaper by itself. You need Yom Kippur in order to mechaper on a regular lo sase. Raminu. Elu hein kalos, esse velo sase, chutz milosisa. Right? What are the averos kalos, the tshuva's machaper by itself, an esse and a lo sase, with the exception of lo sisa, where it says lo yanake. So their tshuva alone doesn't help. So when it says lo sisa v'chol v'domile, no, it means lo sisa and anything similar to it, a pure, full lav, not a lav hanitik l'esse. But this... This braitha also means that tshuva's mechaper on kalos, where essay, and a losase that's not like losisa, which is a losase hanitik l'essay. Rashi, chutz milosase, kosoka daitach, mishum desiv lo yinake, that losisa is an exception. It's not the rule. The chold, Sabaris answers no, the chold domile, losase gomer, means losisa, means anything similar to losisa, which is a losase gomer. Just as a clarification, because we're going to go through this whole sugya here, that which it means that tshuva needs Yom Kippur or whatever, there's two parts to tshuva. Because the Gemara says in Kedushin, if somebody is a Rasha, and he is Mekadosh and Isha, Manasseh is a Tzadik Gomer, so the Kedushin is a Suffolk Kedushin, because we're afraid, maybe he was Mahara Tshuva Beliba. But Lechori is a Rasha Gomer, Lechori he has Lavim, he has what's it called, Averis, that you need Yom Kippur, you need Yisurim, like we'll learn. So how could there even be a Sothic? Vagabi the Kedushin, right? Lechora, his tshuva alone is not going to help. You need a million other things. So you have to differentiate between two things. One is your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you a Tzadik or a Rasha? If you do tshuva, no matter what, you don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need anything. Person does tshuva, he squares himself away with the Rabban Hashem, he's a Tzadik. And that's why he's Sothic Kedushin. But the residue of the aver is still there. You're still going to get punished for it. A person can do tshuva gemura, if he's chayiv misa, he has to get executed. Same thing, the punishment for the aver, even if you do tshuva, and you're now a tzaddik, but you're a tzaddik who has averas that need to be dealt with. So you're going to need the punishment. So until you have Yom Kippur, it doesn't take away the impression that the avera leaves. There's two separate things. The impression the avera does that leads to onish or whatever, and the fact that you're a tzaddik or a rasha. Right? And they're not really dependent one on the other. So what we're talking about, all these things that tshuva needs other things, is to take away the residue of the avera completely, not to turn you into a tzaddik or a rasha. Okay. Toshma, another braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu milosiso lamata tshuva mechateres. Anything that's after losisa, that's all the lavim that come after losisa, tshuva's mechater. Me losiso lamala, anything before losisa, tshuva tole v'yom kippur mechater. Right? Tshuva is tole, and Yom Kippur is mechater. Right? So what do you see from there? That what's it called? The Yosiso Lamala means Lechora, the Zora, whatever. Rashi? No Rashi. So Mashmah, what's it called? That anything, though, that is just a plain, ordinary Lav, Tshuva's Mechapara. Right? Even more than that, Lechora is Mashmah. Even Shabbos, which is Chayvei Krisus, because that comes after Losisa, it's also Mechapara. Right? Where it says Losisa V'chol D'domile. No, it means anything less that above losisa, what's it called, meaning that's losisa or anything like it, which means a regular lav. Anything less than losisa, which is not a regular lav, that tshuva is a mechaper by itself. Toshma, levishenemer b'chorei tshuva v'nakei, by Har Sinai, after Chet HaEgel, where by the Yud Gimel Mido Shorachamim, it says v'nakei, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam wipes away the avera if a person does tshuva. Yochel afilu losiso. I might think that losiso also is included in the venake, but by losiso it says ki lo yinake Hashem. Talmud lomer lo yinake. Yochel afshar chayvi lavim kein. I might think that other chayvi lavim also, tshuva itself doesn't help by itself. Tamid lomer es shemo. Shemo hu de'inu menake. Of a menake shar chayvi lavim. Ki sisa, lo sisa is a, what's it called, is an exception. Because there it says, lo yinake Hashem is asher yisa shemo vashav. But other lavim are what's it called, the tshuva itself helps. And here you see clearly, it's talking about the yinake, it's talking about the cleansing of the avera. Not so much the effect that the avera has on your status. So Mara says here, it's clear that it's not losisa v'chol d'domele, but it's losisa as an exception. That losisa is the exception, that tshuva is not mechaper on losisa because it says lo yinake. But other lavim, similar to losisa, tshuva itself is mechaper. Unlike what it says in the Mishnah, that, what's it called, it says in the Braisa that we had, that only a lava nitik le'ese, tshuva is mechaper. Without Yom Kippur. Samar says tanoihi, enochanami, tzmachlokas tanoim, whether tshuva without Yom Kippur helps for a lav. Titanya, al ma tshuva mechaperes, al ese vala lo sa'aseh nitik le'ese. Right? We have one Braisa that says, what is tshuva mechaper alone? On an essay, a lo sa'aseh nitik le'ese. The alma tshuva tole, what does tshuva help only partially? The Yom HaKippur mechaper, Yom Kippur finishes off the kapara. Al krisos, the al misus beizdin. Right? On krisos, misus beizdin, the al losase gomer, and a regular losase. Even krisos and misus beizdin, but even a losase needs Yom Kippur. So it's a machlokas tanoim. Okay. Rashi. Yochol ath lefi shenemer bechorek tshuva v'nake la'acher ma'isa egel kishol ha'moshe l'spal aleihem ulekamin meforishlo yochol ath lo sisa yinake b'tshuva iyef shalomer nake shekvar nemer lo yinake yusiv nake lo yinake gabe hadodi says nake lo yinake. The Targum over there says for people do tshuva it's menake and people don't do tshuva it's not menake. But here the Gemara is learning differently. It's menake for what's it called, for lavim. It's not menake on losisa. Okay. Omar mar, lefisha namer b'chorei v'nake minolon. Titanya, Rabbi Lezer omer, iyef shomer lo nake shekvar namer lo yinake. Iyef shomer lo yinake shekvar namer nake. Okay, it said, menake hu v'shovin, v'eino menake l'sheino shovin. This is like the Targum. It's menake for those people who do tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, it's not menake. There's no midas harachamim for people who don't do tshuva. Okay. Shol Reb Masya ben Cherish es Reb Elozer ben Azariah Baromi. Shamata arba chaluke kapora shoyer b'shmel doresh. Did you hear the four different kinds of types of kapora? Right, the four gradations of kapora that Reb Shmuel would darsh. Omar shlo shahein uchuvim kolecha ve'echad. There's only three, not four, three, and tshuva is an integral part of all of them. You have to have tshuva together with all of them. What are they? Over al essay v'shav enozaz mishavat shemochel. Person was over on an essay and he did tshuva, so his nimchol, everything is taken care of just with the tshuva. Shneamar shuvu banim shovavi. And there it doesn't mention any other thing, just tshuva. Over al lo sase v'asa tshuva. If you're over on a lav and you did tshuva, tshuva tola v'yom hakipur mechata. Tshuva is tola. Right, it minimizes the avera and it protects you from yisurim, but the full kapara doesn't come till Yom Kippur. Shneamar ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem v'nei Hashem titaru. So the Rabbeinu Yonah asks, l'chore it says mikol chatoseichem on Yom Kippur, and there are things that yisurim have to do. We'll get to a second. Right, let's go to the next one. Over our krisus of Mrs. Beizin v'asa tshuva tshuva v'yom hakipurim tolin v'yisurim emarkim yisurim. Take away the Avera completely. So what does it say? Call me, call chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that's not a haftacha. That's a tzivui. You have a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, mikol chatoseichem titaru. But that Yom Kippur helped by itself for all of them, that's not what it's saying. You have a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, to be misvad on Yom Kippur. Right? Mikol chatoseichem. How it helps, that's a different inyan. Shneemar upokaditi b'shevet pishom v'negoyim avonim. There are averas where you need yisurim to be able to take away the avera. Avomishi yesh chilul Hashem biyado Ain lo koach b'tshuva litlos v'lo b'yom ha'kipurim l'chaper v'lo b'yisurim l'marek el kulin tolin u'misa memarekes. Chilul Hashem is only taken away by what's it called, misa. Shenemar v'nigla b'ozni Hashem tzvokos im yechupar oven hazeh lochem at musum. Rabbi Yona says that there is an exception, though, that Chilul Hashem, even without misa, can be taken away with Kiddush Hashem. There's a Mekadosh Shem Shomayim that also takes away the Chilul Hashem. Because it doesn't have that halacha, that what's it called? It's just the kapara, it doesn't happen until you die. But Lamaisa, what's it called? You don't have to be killed. You can still save your life from and not do a Chilul Hashem. In fact, Chilul Hashem is V'lo yichalelu Hashem kodshi is taka one of the verses that's Yehori Valiava. What? Because those three are even Shalom b'farhesia, and Chilul Hashem is only Chilul Hashem is only when there's a minion. Okay. Okay. See Rashi. Shuvu bonim. One second. Chaluki kapara shechalukim bekaparosun zekach zekach. Four different gradations of kapara. Omar lo shalosh. There's only three. Hanechlokim sheish averish shitzvich lezeh ve'en tzvich lezeh. But tshuva ena min achalukim shitzvich lekula. Tshuva is not counted by itself. So the chor, if you count over here, there's four things. There's essay, lo sasei, krisus and misus beizin, and chilul Hashem. So why do you say there's only three? So Rashi says that you don't count the tshuva by itself. Chaluke kapara means things that you need in addition to tshuva. Those are only three. Others learn that the chilul Hashem doesn't go into the cloud. Right, we're talking about things that they're chiluke kaporet before you die, not chilul Hashem too. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper lamadet hashiyesh averes shetzricha yom hakipurim. Right, mashmin a certain averes that no, it's shubu bonim miyad umiyad erpa. You get healed right away. Lamadet hashiyesh averes shemechaperes b'tshuva levada. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper lamadet hashiyesh averes shetzricha yom hakipurim. Upokadeti b'shevet pishom lamadet hashiyesh averes shetzricha yisurim. Umistabra hakal lekal v'achomer chamura. There's no raya from the psukim which averes need the different things. Just that there are three gradations, and therefore the less serious averes need less, and the more serious averes need more. Chilul Hashem chote umachti acherim. Rashi says the klal of chilul Hashem is where you do a sin and you cause other people to sin, because they learn from you that it's not so terrible to do these things. Or if you can do it, they can do it too. That's Chilul Hashem. Bo'ozne Hashem tzvokos, Omer Hanavi, Bo'ozne Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Yechupar Ha'oven Atim Musan. Rabbi Hashem said in my ears that this Avera, doesn't say which one, is not Mechupar until a person dies. L'manu Sheyesh Avera She'in Lo Kapor El Mamisa. Which one? That Chazal told us which one it was. Not in the Pasuk. Pasuk not mentioned Chilul Hashem. Morris says, now, Hechi Domi Chilul Hashem. What is a Chilul Hashem which causes other people to sin? Omer Rav, Kigon Anoa, Yishakil Nebisra, Mitabcha, V'lo Yavina Domi La'alter. I take something on credit. I don't pay for it immediately. People will learn from me that if I can do it, then they can also steal. Because they say, see, I took something, I didn't pay for it. So they can also take things and not pay for it. Omer Abaya, Lo Shon El Abbas, Lo Tavi. Abbas, Lo Tavi, Les Lembar. That's only in a place where they don't give credit, where it's not known that people buy on credit and the butchers come and collect their chov, right? Where everybody pays right away. So Rav, they would give off because he's Rav and they trust him. But other people would learn from that, I don't have to pay. So that, but in a place where they give credit, it's no problem. Omer Avinu, Masa Machsia Asad Tavi. When Masa Machsia, you can take on credit. Abaya kineshokel bisra mitrei shutfei. Abaya went to the lengths that when he bought a basar from two partners, yoev zuzel, I was zuzel, he paid both of them if they weren't together, right? Because people would say that they would see only that he paid one, and they would think that he took the meat from the other one. V'hoder makarav lugabe, and then he would bring them together. The ovid chushbona, and he would say, look, I paid double, right? Only the people shouldn't be choshed me. Now give me back half. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Kigon, Anod Masgina Arba Amos Blotorvul Tfilin. If I would go 4 Amos without speaking Torah and wearing tefillin, b'chilul Hashem, because people would say, well, if he can go 4 hours without Torah and tefillin, we don't have to learn b'chilul. Yitzchok tevei Rabbi Yani Omer kosher chaveru b'zbayi shemach meshmuaso. People, what's it called, are embarrassed because of the rumors that go around about the person. And it says it's only if the rumors are believed. But if the rumors aren't believed, b'chilul, nobody believes them, then there's no chilul Hashem involved. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Kigon de Amri in Shishor le Mori Leplanya. People say, the Rabban Shemshev Rachmanis on such a person. In other words, they believe the rumors. So then, that's also Chilul Hashem. So if the person caused the rumors on himself, even though they're not true, but he did something that made people kosher, he's Mechal Hashem Shemayim. If other people bring the rumors against the person, right, then they're Chayy for the Chilul Hashem. Abaya Omar Kedetanya. Abaya says, what is Chilul Hashem? Like the Brisa says, V'yohavtas Hashem Elokecha, Shehei Shem Shamayim Mis'ahiv Al Yodecha. A person should act in such a way that brings Ava to the Ribono Shel Olam through his deeds. She'akori v'sholem v'shamash talmidei chachamim. He should learn Torah. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Mishamish talmidei chachamim is Gemara. Right? Doesn't necessarily mean physical shimush. Mishamish talmidei chachamim, Rashi says all over Shas, Mishamish talmidei chachamim means to learn Gemara, to learn the Tamim, to learn from the chachamim the ideas behind the Mishnah, how to answer the steerers in the Mishnah, whatever. That's called Mishamish Tamil Chachamim. So you have Torah Shebichsav, Mishnah, and Gemara. V'yehei maso matonu benachas imabrias. And he should deal with people benachas. Mahabrias almost love. So what do people say about such a person? Ashri Oviv Shalim Del Torah, Ashri Rabo Shalim Del Torah, Oilahem Labrias Shalolam Du Torah. So they learn from him to learn Torah. Because you see how nice people are who learn Torah. Ploni Shaloma Torah Ukam Anoim Drochov Kam Misukonim Maisav. All of Akasav Omer, Vayomer Li Avdi Ato Yisrael Ashir Bechoes Poar. Now that kind of person, the Rabban Shalom takes pride and glory in such a person. Avo Misha Kori Vishov Mishamish Talmid Chachom Nein Masov Matano Bemuna. But a person is a Talmud Chachom, and he doesn't deal with people properly. Ve'en Dibura Benachas Im Abrios. Ma Abrios Omer Salav. Oilo le ploni shalom et Torah, oilo le aviv shalim del Torah, oilo le rabo shalim del Torah, ploni shalom et Torah, rukama meku kolim maisav, vekama meku orin drachot. And they leads other people not to want to learn Torah. You see what happens when you learn Torah. Who wants to learn Torah? The olav akasav omer, be'emor lohem am Hashem elu mi'artso yotso. And when Klai Yisrael go into Gaul, it's also chilul Hashem. Because they say, look, these people were from and didn't help them. So that's a chilul Hashem. That kind of person stops other people from wanting to be frum and wanting to keep Torah and learn Torah, because you see what the results are for people who learn Torah. Look what kind of person you become, and look what the consequences of learning Torah. Rashi. V'lo yohiv nedomi la'alter, k'shani ma'acher lifroa, hu omer shani gazla. If I don't pay right away, people say I'm stealing the meat, taking it for free. V'lo mad mimeni lios mezalzel begezla. People will learn from me, if I can do it, must not be so terrible, and they'll come to steal. V'asid lo tavi, she'en derech ha'tabach leilich l'tvoa kafosat. He doesn't give credit and then go collect the debts. V'al ha'lokeach v'hovi l'mosel v'esel. And it's somewhere where the person has to pay, bring the money to the tabach. He doesn't collect the debts on credit. There, this halach applies. When he would buy something from partners, he'd pay both of them. Because maybe the other partner wouldn't know that he paid the first partner, and then he would sink and took it for free. Then he would get the two partners together and take back the money that he paid extra. The chosim and osim abosur can neged mashenotlo, or he would take more meat. I don't know why Rashi doesn't say he gets money back, right? And then he would get more meat. Kegon anod the maskina ve'ein hakol yodim shenichlashti begirsosi, right? If I would go 4 amos without Torah and tefillin, people didn't know that I was tired. Tefillin made them inevitably bottom the Talmud Torah. I think Sam, I'm not learning, so they would learn from me not to learn. That's not so important. Mach meshmua, so mach meshem rahayotzei alav. There are rumors, bad rumors about a person. That's a chilul Hashem. Shorle Mori, Yimchol Yotzra Maisa. It's only if people believe it and they say the Rabban Shirsha Rahmanis on the person forgiven for what he did. Misai Vayodech Lechavircha. That other people should come to Avos Hashem through you. Kore Mikra, Vishome Mishnah, Mishamish Tachamila Chachamim, Lilmod, what's the other Girsa here? Lilmod Talmud. Hu Yishuv Tameh HaMishnayis, Matamon Umehechen London. Here also Rashi says clearly, Mishimush Tameh HaChom is learning Gemara. Be'emar Lohem Am Hashem Eila, Ezu Kora HaKosuv Chilul Hashem. Kishadam Choshuv Over Aveira, U Puranius Bo'alav, important person does Aveiras, and Puranius come on him. Right here, they went into Golas. Va'akol Omrim Maho Ilulo, right, what did his Frumkai benefit him? You see, Klal Yisrael are supposed to be special people, and they get Torahs. That's a Chilul Hashem. Re'ei Chasidim v'Chachamim Ro'a Bo Aleihem, Shenemar V'Yichalu Hashem Kodshi, U'V'Machil Elohu Be'emar Aleihem Ha'umos, Shegolu Be'neihem Re'u Am Hashem Eile. These are people supposed to be God's people, and look at all the Torahs they have. V'lo Yochel Atzilam Shlo Yiklu, couldn't save them from going into Golas. Nimtze Shem Shemayim Mischal Kvodem Ismayim. Because then the Goyim say, well, you see, there's no benefit to do Ratzon Hashem, and that makes them not do Ratzon Hashem. Okay. Amar Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Gedola Tshuva Shemiviya Refua La'olam. Tshuva brings Refua to the whole world. Okay. Shneamar, Erpa Mishuv Asam Ohavim Nedava. Reb Chama Bar Chanina Rami. Ksiv Shuvu Bonim Shovivim, Dimikorish Shovivim Atem. Uksiv erpa mishuvo seichem. The way Rashi learns is shuvu banim shovavim means that it's mashma that shetasu tshuva. Look at Rashi. B'mikor shovim atem kishetasu tshuva mal aleichem kiilu tchila sachet al yedei naris eshtus v'shovus. It's retroactive. When you'll do tshuva retroactively, it's as if the chet at the beginning wasn't done so seriously. It was done just out of shtus or whatever. It's like it was a shovavus. A mischievous. You're not a mischievous person. That wasn't a serious chait. So retroactively, it diminishes the chait from even before the tshuva. Not from the tshuva on. Uksiv erpa mash mikan veila. That originally the chait still was bad. It's just mikan lahaba, it heals it. Kibal mum shenisrap eshemitzah shmoala. Lamaisa, he still has a past. Doesn't work retroactively. Gemara says no. Kan. Lokasha, kami ava, kami yira. Ava takes away the aveira retroactively. Whereas yira, if you do tshuva mi yira, it only takes away the aveira mikan lahaba. But it leaves a roshem, we'll see, that it's like you did it b'shogeg. Yira reduces the aveira to shogeg. Mashekin ava takes it away, makes it a mitzvah. Takes it away retroactively completely. Rav Yehuda Rami, ksiv shuvu bonim shovavim, erpa mishuvo seichem. Uksiv, here it's mashma that what's it called bonim, that you do tshuva, you're called bonim lashem. And the other pasuk is mashir avodim, right? Ba'alti eschem, I'm your master. Lokasha, kan mi'ava, kan o mi'ira. If you do tshuva mi'ava mi'ira, you become bonim. Kan agide yisurim. If you only do tshuva after there's yisurim, then you're considered like avodim. Okay, Rashi. Tan me'ava. Kashav me'ava. Nekar avodah mitchilasu. Then the tshuva works retroactively. See, but if it's not me'ava, it's only me'ira, then it takes away the aveira retroactively, but it leaves a stain, and it becomes like shogeg, which we'll see tomorrow. Ksiv shuvu bodim, alma bali tshuva kurim bodim. The person does tshuva, he's called a ben lashem. Ksiv ki anochi balti bochem alma avodim mikru. Right, the Rebbe Shem owns us. Right, the method. Kan me ava miyira kriim bonim. Ava nira create bonim after the tshuva. Kan al yedei yisurim shlo shovu at shnisiyasu bi yisurim kriin avodim. If you didn't do tshuva till you got yisurim, then even after the tshuva, you only call an eved, not a ben. The Yisda Garse, some have a different girsa. Ksiv shuvu elai v'ashuva, uksiv ki anochi ba'alti bochem. Ksiv v'ashuva aleichem la'achar tshuva. Now here's mashma that the Rebbe Shalom only reacts after the tshuva, and here it's mashma even before the tshuva. Moshe says, "Kan me'ava u'me'ira ka'omar ki anochi ba'alti bochem." that even before the tshuva, if you do tshuva me'av or me'ira, it helps even as if it had been done before. And only tshuva me'isurim doesn't help except mikad l'hava. He argues what came before, according to this girsa. According to this girsa, tshuva me'av or me'ira helps l'mafreya, and tshuva only al yedei yisurim only helps mikan l'hava.
They agree that you need
Yom Kippur. Whatever the Aveiras are, whatever other kapara you need, the tshuva helps, only what's it called? You need other things, actually.